Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Yesod, the Torah, the laws of the foundation of the Torah, in the Sefer Mad, the Book of Knowledge, which we continue to in the previous program discussing the halachas of prophecy, which in this Perek we discuss regarding the eternality of the Torah and regarding listening to the prophet, which in halacha of the Rambam begins with the concept that a prophet's not allowed to introduce anything new. Dava bar mafurish b'Torah, it's clear and explicit in the Torah, she mitzvah oimedis la'olam la'olam melamim, that it's a commandment that remains forever and ever and ever. In lo loishinu, there's no changes, v'giroin, not diminishing, v'loitosefet, not adding on. Shlomik says the pasuk in Devarim, it's kol ha'dava, all the things asher anochi mitzvah eschem, that I command you, oisus shishmur la'aseh, this you should safeguard to do, loisosef lo'av, don't add on to the Torah, v'loisigur menu, and not diminish from it. And then, like it says a pasuk over there in the Devarim, "Vanigloys lano b'nei adolim." What's revealed is for us and our sons forever. Lasis has called divrei Torah is to do all these words of the Torah. Halmata, what you learn from this is shekol divrei Torah, all the words of the Torah, mitzuvim on lasis adolim. We have to do them forever. Like it says a pasuk in Yikra, "Chukas olim l'doydes seichem." It's an everlasting statute for your generations. But then, it says a pasuk in the Devarim, "Leibeshemayim hi." It's not in heaven, the Torah, anymore. Halamata, what's come to teach you is, she'ein navi, that no prophet, even if he's coming from the word of heaven, rishai l'chadish tov mata, is ever allowed to introduce something new from the Torah from this point onwards. Favikulir from Yamat Ish, if a man gets up, ve'imenu umais, whether from one of the other nations of the world, ben Yisrael, whether from the Jewish people, ve'yasa eisim leifis, and he does a sign or a wonder, ve'yemen he says, Hashem shlocha, and that God sent him, lo he's a mitzvah, a great mitzvah, to add on a mitzvah, to diminish a mitzvah, or lefarish be'mitzvah ben mitzvahs, or even to explain one of the mitzvahs, pirush shalei shemana me'maisha, an interpretation that we did not hear like that from Maisha Beinu, Hashem, or he says, sha'eis na mitzvahs, shen sav ben Yisrael, or he says, the commandments that the Jews were commanded, einan lo'olam al-der deres, it's not forever and for all generations. Rather, those mitzvahs were just for a short amount, for that period of time. I raise a Navi Shaker. He is a false prophet. Because he's coming to contradict the prophecy of Moshe Beinu. Umisasi b'chenek, and his death is with strangulation. Ashehezid l'dabi b'shem Hashem, because of his brazenness to speak in the word of God. Ashehleitzavo, which he didn't command. Shehu Baruch Shemai, because he, blessed is his name, Tzivu LaMoshe, commanded to Moshe, Shehamitzah HaZayis Lanu L'Bnei Nadolim, that this commandment is for us and for our children forever. V'lo Ish El V'chazet, God is not a man and that he lies. He said it's forever, it remains forever. Halacha Beis, Imkein, if that's the case, Lama Nema Batari, so why does it say in the Torah in Devarim, Navi Okim Lehem Mikerev Achem Kamecha, a prophet I will bring up from them, from the midst of their brothers, like you, and I'll put my words in his mouth, but he'll speak, etc. So loylas is dasuba. That's not because he's coming to make a religion. Rather, he's coming to command regarding the words of the Torah. And just to warn the people not to violate it. Like the last of the prophets said, which was the Navi Malachi, it says, Zichru Torah's Maisha Ab. They remember the Torah of my servant Maisha. And the chenim tzivan de brishos. Also, the reason why you would have a prophet, what if he commands us regarding things that are optional? Kugim, for example, he says, "L'chulam complain and go to that place." Oy al talecho, don't go there. Asum chamayim, do a war today. Oy al tas, or don't do. Or benu chaymezu, build this wall. Oy al tibnu, or don't build it. So that's to say, mitzvah shemayla. Then there's a mitzvah to listen to him. Voiv al devarav, and whoever violates the words of the prophet, chay mitzvah de shemayim, he's liable for death from the hands of heaven. Shnamik says in the pasuk in the bar. Now it's going to be the man that will not listen to my words, that the prophet will say in my name. I'm going to seek from him retribution. Now, so too the prophet who violates his own words, or number three, and or he subdues and does not say out Nebuasai's prophecy, they're also liable for death at the hands of heaven. Now regarding these three, from the previous halacha, whoever violates the words of the prophet, or the prophet violates his own words, or he does not say his prophecy, that's what the pasuk says. Unechi edrish mimai, like it says in the Devarim, I will seek from him the retribution. Now, however, there is an exception regarding violating on the mitzvahs if it's temporary. So too, the prophet tells us, which we already know that he's a prophet. He tells us lavra lachas makom mitzvahs semurus by Torah to violate one of the mitzvahs that is in the Torah, or even many mitzvahs. Bein kalas ben chamurus, whether the lighter or the more severe mitzvahs, lefisha, temporarily for the moment, mitzvah l'shmaylai. Then there's a mitzvah to listen to. And b'chein lamad mechacham rishonim mepiash mur. So too, we learn from the earlier sages from tradition that b'koil regarding anything, if the prophet tells you avoral divrei Torah, violate the words of the Torah, keliyahar bahar Carmel, like Eliyah Navi by Mount Carmel. Shema lo, listen to him. Chutz mi'akim. There's one exception, that of idolatry. Buhu, and that is, shi'ad dama lefisha. As long as he's only saying it temporarily. Could go in Eliyahu b'har Karmel, like Eliyahu on Mount Carmel. She'ekub oyle b'chutz. He sacrificed a totally burnt sacrifice outside of the Beis HaMikdash, where v'Yerushalayim nefcheres l'kach. Yerushalayim was chosen for that. And v'amakar b'chutz chayv karas. Generally, whoever sacrificed out of Yerushalayim is liable for being killed at a young age. But because he's a prophet, mitzvah l'shmoyle. Then there's a mitzvah to listen to him. Also, it's regarding this that the pasuk says, "Elov tishmo," and like it says in the Devarim, to him you should listen. Now, "Ve'ilu shalu es Eliyahu." Now, if it were to be that they would ask about Eliyahu, Navi, they would tell him, "Hey, nakam hashakas b'Torah. How could we uproot what it says in the Torah? Pentalo ilasecha b'chol makom. Then maybe you're going to go and sacrifice your oils in all places. What do you mean? You can't do it out of Yerushalayim." Hayam, he would have said, "Lo'y nemar." That's only said elamakim b'chutz la'olam. Someone who is sacrificing out of the Beis Hamikdash for all time. Then it's chayav karas. Then he's liable for the death of karas. Kamisha tiva Moshe, like Moshe being the commanded. Aval ani b'mi akrav hayoyim b'chutz. I'm only sacrificing today outside. But b'divar Hashem, with the word of God, k'did l'hakish nevi abal, to contradict, then refute the prophecy of the Avdi Abal that Avodah Zarah called Baal. Valder chazais, and it's on this path, im tzibu kol nevim, if all prophets command, la'avar l'fisha, to violate one of the precepts of the Torah, just for a moment, mitzvah shmaylem, then it's a mitzvah to listen to them. Now, but if they say that this mitzvah is uprooted for all time, his death is strangulation. Because the Torah says, it's for us and our sons forever, and he cannot contradict that what we know. Let's say he's uprooting one of the things that we learned from tradition. For example, let's say not eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, which is not explicit in the Torah, it's just interpreting when it says, you should afflict your souls, which means fasting. If he comes to contradict and uproot that halacha for all time, or he says one of the halachas of the laws of the Torah, that Hashem commanded to him that the halacha is like this, or the halacha is like a certain opinion, he's a false prophet, because regarding elements of analysis and logic, a prophet is not better than the sage, and he is strangulated. Even though he made a sign, because he's coming to contradict what the Torah says, it's not in heaven. That these halachas of the Torah don't go based on prophecy. But again, if it was only for temporary, let me listen to him regarding everything. Halacha hey. Now, but as we mentioned in passing before, when we say this, b'shar mitzvahs, regarding all of the commandments, we'll listen to him l'fisha. But akamit, regarding idolatry, ein shem v'afil l'fisha. We don't listen to him even just for a moment. Also, even made great and incredible wonders and signs. V'amani says, Hashem tzivo, that Hashem commanded m'shetabit akam ayom b'vad, that just today we should worship this idol, just this one moment. He's a deeper sara al Hashem. He's speaking words of straying away from Hashem. And this is what the pasuk commanded and said. And it's going to come the sign and the wonder. Don't listen to the words of that prophet. Because he's speaking words of straying away from Hashem your God. Because he's coming to refute the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore you know definitively that he's a false prophet. And whatever he did with all these great signs, he did it with magic and with sorcery, and therefore Yechanek, he has to be strangulated.